Thank you so very much for tuning in to the SGT Report podcast. Before we start, just a quick word about our sponsor. So on Friday, May 6th, renowned investor Paul Tudor Jones appeared on CNBC and he said, "Now is not the time to own stocks or bonds. With inflation running at its highest rate in 40 years, do you really want that kind of volatility and uncertainty? If you've been jumping from one investment idea to the next, a gold IRA with Noble Gold might be perfect for you. A reliable hedge against inflation is exactly what we need. And with gold, you'll shield your gains from taxes. You'll keep the real value of your wealth, and you'll own a global asset, something tangible, and you can help protect your wealth against an economic crash. What's not to like? And this month, for every IRA opened above $20,000, you'll get an incredible 3-ounce silver American Virtue coin, completely free as a thank you. Call 877-646-5347 to find out more, or visit noblegoldinvestments.com.
That I've got a picture that I show on a lot of my shows of Henry Kissinger that he spoke about to the World Health Organization in 2009. And he was telling you right there, basically the long and short of it is that we will be able to manipulate the people. We will be able to inject them, basically profit off all of these injections. They're going to kill them, reduce the population and make this world a better place. That's what he was basically stating, you know, back in 2009. And these truths are finally, they're not looked at conspiracy theories anymore, Sean, because the world is finally waking up.
Hey friends, Sean from SGT Report here. That was Christopher James. And friends, as the World Health Organization warns that Bill Gates' monkeypox could accelerate during the summer, and as the World Health Organization attempts to usurp American sovereignty with a bogus treaty, well, I have very good news to share in this interview. So please stay tuned and spread this one far and wide. Before we start, just a quick word about our sponsor. Did you know that 100,000 Cubans are using Bitcoin in response to U.S. sanctions? And cryptocurrencies as a whole are growing faster than the adoption of the internet? You can earn hundreds of thousands of dollars investing in crypto. And did you know that if you do it right, you don't have to pay cap gains tax on it? Open a Roth crypto IRA with My Digital Money now to take advantage of it. You will pay based on your contribution and nothing on your capital gains. If Ethereum or Chainlink doubles or Bitcoin surges to a new high, you could easily be doubling your investments. My Digital Money's US-based phone support is always ready to answer your questions. And you know what's better? They will give you a free $50 in credit if you fund your My Digital Money crypto IRA account with at least $1,000. And when you're ready for retirement, no capital gains tax. Go to mydigitalmoney.com now. mydigitalmoney.com. Hey friends, Sean from SGT Report here with a very, very important update. Guys, there are so many fantastic things happening. Patriots are waking up in Canada, in the United States, all over the world. And I have Christopher James on right now to give me an update from his perspective. And then I have some concrete details to share myself. Christopher, welcome back.
Thanks, Sean, for having me here. It's a pleasure to be back, and I'm really looking forward to having this very brief conversation with our country and our world with you.
All right, brother. Let me start with a screen share here. I could not more highly advise people go to the site, my site, thephaser.com, and listen to this entire 10-minute piece from Dr. David Martin. And guys, if you don't mind, I'll play a clip right now. Let's frame this thing up.
This is a case of murder. It is not a case of disease. It is not a case of pandemic. This is a case of murder. And people who are currently doing the delivery of the agent of that murder are, in fact, people who wear lab coats. If they wore anything else, if they wore hoodies, they wore anything else, we'd call them murderers. Right now, we call them doctors. The fact of the matter is, this is premeditated global terrorism. This is premeditated domestic terrorism. And this is premeditated racketeering.
Premeditated racketeering. Guys, here's more good news. Well, I'll play that clip from Chris Ann Hall in a minute, but this is Dr. David Martin's site, prosecutenow.com. And at the beginning of that video, he said, "We refuse to use the word vaccination." And he says, "We are working on the very first criminal indictment against one of the sociopaths that architected this global campaign of terror." And you'll hear more about that between now, the time of the video recording a few days ago, and May 22nd. Christopher, I'm coming back to you. We are going to bring these demons to justice one way or the other. And Dr. David Martin, he's one of the key agents that is moving in that direction of justice.
Yes, absolutely, Sean. I immediately as well broadcast that, and I did a stream last night that was very powerful, because the information and the truth that Dr. David Martin has is it's irrefutable. He's exposing through the various many years of the enormous corruption and the preparation for this massive genocide that's occurring right now in our world. And this is what the people need to see. Even though everyone who knows or may not know what I do, I operate in the lawful world. And what David is doing right now is he is in the legal world. People need to understand the separation of that. But this is an incredible moment in time, because what is actually going to happen in Canada up here and in our world is that man is finally, for the first time, Sean, the first time in history, we are going to enter the stage of law on the world stage of courts. And we are actually going to establish the correct court for law for a man or woman. And we are going to move claims of trespass against people. You'll see what Dr. David Martin is doing. He's going after a lot of the corporations, even though he talks about the top main perpetrators. The main perpetrators of all this go right back to the Vatican, the Pope, and the Queen, and the central bankers. They're the ones that are ultimately in control of all of what has been going on in our world for a very long time. It's not Klaus Schwab. So this is very exciting right now, because what's happened at my end, Sean, in the last several months, people that don't know, I've been working towards restoring the common law back at our public courthouses, and we've been blocked from a society we do not belong to called the bar. What has happened in the last several months now is police are finally waking up. They're understanding, Sean, the difference between legal and lawful. More importantly, they're understanding they've been lied to, that we've all been lied to. And the first conversation we talked about last time, the only thing that's important, as Dr. David Martin drills down on, we don't need to get into this whole virology, you know, issue, because virology is a fraud and how it is actually being, you know, purported to the world and how it is actually found and isolated and purified. It's all fraud. But what we don't need to discuss right now is that aspect of virus, you know, viruses, whether they exist or not. We need to simply drill down on that COVID-19 SARS-2 was never purified. It was never isolated in a lab anywhere in the world. We have over 180 FOIs right now through Christine Massey in Canada here proving that. This is concrete evidence, Sean. It is not, you know, opinions that we're bringing forth here. And this is the truth that is going to ram through this evil that is existing in this world right now. And I'm very excited, because we've got military, I've got police, and we've got well over a few hundred thousand people now here in Canada that are going to join us on the day, which is coming in the following weeks at the public courthouse.
It's just fantastic. And more good news is that Dr. David Martin is naming the specific names and describing, laying out the connection between these names, which I'm about to read, and Canada. And so it's interesting that you being in Canada and me being in the States can have conversations like these. And people might ask, well, why is this so important, guys? Nobody's going to jail ever. I dispute that. And the reason it's important is because now the World Health Organization is going to try to usurp national sovereignty of your country and mine through a bogus treaty. And I'll play a clip from Chris Ann Hall in a minute. She's very excited, too, that people are waking up. Okay, we know our rights. Look to the Constitution, she says. Show me in the Constitution where Biden signing a treaty means I no longer have my rights as an American. It's total rule by fiat. It's tyranny. It will not stand. All right. So Dr. David Martin names the names. He says these people announced the crime in 2015, Peter Daszak, Anthony Fauci, and Ralph Baric. And as a result, Alcana, Acuitas, and the University of British Columbia, along with Moderna, are guilty now of felony violations of U.S. Code 175. What is that? Funding and creating a biological weapon. They are also guilty of violations of subsection 2339, conspiring to commit acts of terror. We have these people dead to rights, Chris.
We do, Sean. They're toast. And it's just a matter of time. Remember, Rome wasn't built in a day. People must keep hope. This is a long battle. This is just actually getting started, because the truth that's actually coming for Sean, as you and I have been talking about for a few years now, is that this goes back thousands of years. We are truly finally understanding how this world has been set up. And through the lie of COVID-19, that is providing the point of our spear to get into our public courthouse properly en masse with hundreds of thousands of people, including military, law enforcement. And they are going to bear witness to a very simple conversation that we've never had before in this world. And through that conversation, this truth of the COVID-19 lie is going to come out, and a lot more. And that's why this time right now is of biblical proportions.
Guys, I'm going to go back and do another screen share here. I just want people to understand that this website that David Martin put together, prosecutenow.com, it is serving everything up for you, dear patriot. to take these people to task in your own state. If you live in Michigan, if you live in Colorado, if you live in, oh, let's say Minnesota, let's click on it. Here are the letters that you need to send your state representatives are all right here. So we can all get in this fight because we are in the fight for our lives as it relates to the World Health Organization meeting May 22nd through the 28th to sign this bogus plandemic treaty, essentially, which will mean in the event of another engineered plandemic, the World Health Organization gets to dictate what happens to you in your state. It can't be allowed to stand. And here's what Chris Ann Hall has to say about it.
Because if it's not in the Constitution, it's just simply not valid. The president can't sign a document to undo the check and balance of the two-thirds of the Senate. My goodness, do you know what that does, Frank? That means we don't have a president. That means we have a king.
Guys, that was Chris Ann Hall on, quite frankly, my friend Frank's show. Yeah, I guess Biden thinks he's king, Chris, and so does Justin Trudeau.
Yeah, these people obviously, like, this is why it's so important that people understand the simplicity when truth is present, Sean, is that these governments that we refer to in this world, they are nothing more than service corporations like McDonald's or Tim Hortons. That's what Justin Trudeau is. He's the head of a service corporation, and he is supposed to be providing good faith and duty services to we the people. Instead, they are running ruckshaw over everybody. They're enforcing all these mandates and now these further theater that's going on the global stage with the World Economic Forum and the World Health Organization, that they're going to have all these treaties that are now going to be put in place. It's all theater, Sean. That's why people need to understand. And I've really tightened up those three questions. It's simply, who claims I'm property? Who claims they have a contract with me that I'm property on the private side as a man or woman? Or who has a contract with me that I'm property working or acting on behalf of a service corporation? It's that simple. This is the basic conversation our world needs to have and we are having right now. This is what is waking up the police and military, because with all due respect, words on a piece of paper don't give us our rights. And I love the American people. I realize the power of that Constitution, the blood and the patriots that gave their lives to bring that document forward, to protect and be a light to this world. But everybody's got to recognize that those words on those piece of paper don't give you your rights. You don't need to point to them to look at some other man or woman, anyone in this world, and you nail them with those three questions. Is Joe Biden going to come forward or any agent or officer under his control without the massive, you know, plethora of crown corporations that they have within your country? Is they going to claim that Sean or I is property? No. Do we have a contract with them on the private side that we're their property? No. Do we have a contract with any of the service corporations, be it a municipal mayor, municipality, be it a federal or provincial government, any corporation? No. It's that simple, Sean. No man or woman can put pen to paper and dictate to any man or woman, or we are slaves. And that's why all of this is going to come down very, very quickly. We've got the truth. It's coming forward powerfully. I can't thank you enough for everything that you've been doing, Sean, for the last several years, because without your truth, it's been foundational for us to finally get to this place. And the work that Dr. David Martin is doing is incredible. You've also got Dr. Reiner Fuelmich out there, who did a grand jury series of 6 days where they brought out all the information. But the problem I got with what Reiner's doing is, look what they're doing. They're talking about, you know, well, for example, there's a court case here that everyone seems to be all excited about. Some people that are not educated between legal and lawful in Canada, that they've got Bonnie Hendry that's already had 7 hearings. She's the health minister out in British Columbia for the Service Corporation, the government of British Columbia. They've had 7 hearings on this, Sean, and they're all excited. Now they've got a court date set. You ready? For June 2023. What a load of crap. See, this is why we the people, this is why this is so powerful, because God bless what Dr. David Martin's doing. But when we, as a man or a woman, when we take this stage now, finally on the world stage, and we have this simple conversation on those three questions, and it is being addressed at a public courthouse with the claims that genocide's occurring, and we have the evidence that COVID-19 SARS-2 does not exist, that's when mankind is finally going to restore the law and the justice worldwide, because we are going to be standing above these inferior courts that David Martin is running. Again, there's more than one ways to skin the cat, and this is only bringing credence and truth to what we have been saying for a very long time. And that's why I've got special operations people reaching out to me in the military, high-level ranking police officers now. It is finally coming together. So we just have to be a little bit more patient. I can't get to the courthouse quick enough, but we want to make sure that when we do it, that it is going to be a proper light to this world, so that everybody can see how a man or woman accesses a public courthouse with the police, with the military, and we move very simple, powerful powerful claims forward, because Justin Trudeau is going to get hit with those three questions. Am I your property? Or do you claim I'm your property? Do you have a contract with me on the private side, Justin, I'm your property? Or do you have a contract with me that with the service corporation you represent called Canada, or any Crown, you know, entities, the tentacles that draw from that you have with me that's in place? And when he answers no to all three of those, just as Joe Biden would do, just as any other man or woman that's acting as leader, from a municipality to a provincial leader to a federal leader, anywhere around this world, they are all exposed, Sean, that not a single thing that they put pen to paper, not a single thing that comes out of their mouths applies to we the people. So do not allow this theater that's going on, because everyone's freaking out that we're all about to have our sovereignty stripped from us. It's all theater. No, no sovereignty is going to be stripped. We are going to hold these people accountable. They're going to be brought in under warrants, as Dr. David Martin's moving forward with his indictments that are hopefully going to be coming forth. And we're going to be doing it in Canada too, but on a lawful capacity, on the highest court of this land, in this world. And this is a great moment for us, Sean, a great moment.
Friends, thanks so much for tuning in to SGT Report. This is a good time for a quick word about our sponsor. Friends, now is the time to prepare, as inflation is upon us. And a gold IRA with Noble Gold might just be perfect for you. A reliable hedge against inflation. And with gold, you'll own a global asset, something tangible at a time where collapse appears to be right around the corner. And this month, for every IRA above $20,000, you'll get an incredible 3-ounce silver American Virtue coin completely free as a thank you. You can't go wrong with Noble Gold. Call 877-646-5347 now to find out more, or visit noblegoldinvestments.com.
And this is a great moment for us, Sean, a great moment.
Yes, it is. And did you happen to see the clip I played? You probably don't have time to watch my stuff, but I did an interview with Randy Kelton, and I featured the clip of Henry Thomas auditioning for the movie E.T. I don't know if you saw that, but the language in that script, I should play it for you. Let me call it up. I'll play it in a minute. I want your reaction. All right, we'll save that for a second. Let me go back to Dr. David Martin, and then I'll find that clip. I just want your reaction here. I want people to also understand that the reason the mask mandates were lifted at airports and on airplanes is because of a lawsuit that David Martin was hired to bring. And that's why we no longer have to endure wearing masks on airplanes. So this man is actually making change through the courts. And I just want to play the clip here. He's naming the names, and these people are guilty of literal crimes against humanity, and they will be brought to justice.
Violations of two parts of the criminal code of the United States, 18 U.S. Code subsection 2339, which is conspiring to commit acts of terrorism, and 18 U.S. Code section 175, funding and creating a biological weapon. The fact of the matter is, Alcanna, Acuitas, and the University of British Columbia, together with Moderna, are in fact guilty of felony violations of 18 U.S. Code section 175. And that felony violation took place in 2015, specifically during the gain of function moratorium. Any law enforcement official who is actually doing anything in support of Trudeau is aiding and abetting the criminal acts of the government of Canada, the criminal acts of the University of British Columbia, and the criminal acts of Acuitas, Alcanna, and its principals, Thomas Madden and Peter Cullis.
I'll pause it there, Chris. I'll come back to you. It all ties together right there, doesn't it?
Yeah, it's beautiful. And as when you go a little bit further into that video, Dr. David Martin talks that there was a $65 million filing that went in, and they paid it out, the British Columbia University. This is what I'm saying. And there's a great man up here in Canada who you should all look into as well. His name is David Hawkins. He's got incredible information on basically Justin Trudeau, their foundations, what's been actually been going on in our world. They control an $18 trillion fund. And that is the basically the heart of the engine of what all this corruption is doing around this world. But I also want to let, before I forget, that there's a great man that's come to join me. His name is Marcus Ray. And you can, that's spelled MarcusRay. And his website is MarcusRayTalks.com. This man has come forward with me. He was at the front lines with the truckers in Ottawa back in late last year. For the entire time, he was one of the first truckers there. And then he was one of the last people to leave. They recognized this corruption that was going on, and it was completely unlawful. So they've been planning and working in the background with law enforcement, with all the truckers, and our numbers have grown huge. Huge. We've also got the native leaders and chiefs that are also going to be standing with us, because when we come out into the light, with this truth, Sean. We are standing there for the first time as a man or woman in the correct capacity with all our unalienable rights. No pieces of paper control us, and our claims that we're making are powerful of genocide, and we've got the evidence. And once this shoe drops, that will be a lightning rod for every country in the world, especially for our brothers and sisters in the United States. I'm trying to work with Sheriff Mack as well. Marcus has had some good communications with him. We have the military and we have the police backing us. So we're not going to be look like some right fringe group or some whack jobs that are trying to take over a courthouse or some unlawful or unrestful, you know, demonstration or protesting, which we're not doing. No, we're bringing a very powerful truth out and into the light for our world. And when this single truth of COVID-19 SARS-2 hits, that it was never purified, which means it does not exist, the entire theater, all of these people are going to be held accountable, especially people that act in the bar, that have been doing a lot of these legal maneuvers to block people, to shut people down, to terrorize them from their businesses up here in Canada. It's been horrific. And they're stripping people in family courts. If there's a mother or their father and one of them are awake to what's going on, they're taking that child, their property from the one parent that's awake, and they're giving it to the other one. And they're administering and putting all these horrific conditions down. If not, even one man is actually being charged with being, terrorizing his wife, his ex-wife, because he was sending her the truth, what was going on. And he was saying to her, we cannot get our children vaccinated. So this is a very serious time in our world right now. And that's why this truth is very important. And I look forward to coming back with Marcus Ray in the near future with you, because what we are doing up here in Canada, we have our partnerships in the United States as well. And we are going to make this light finally come forward in a public courthouse. And it's going to be an exciting day, Sean.
Well, let's get that scheduled as soon as possible, okay, with yep. Marcus Ray. All right, final screen share here. I think you'll love this. All right, you remember the movie E.T. Did you see the movie in the theaters back in the day, Chris? Okay.
Yeah.
Well, listen to the words written here in this script audition. This is Henry Thomas auditioning. And just imagine how we were all brainwashed to forget about our birthright, Christopher, with propaganda like this.
Now, young man, I understand that you have an alien somewhere in this house. Is that true? Well, is it true? Is there an alien in this house?
Yes, sir.
Well, as you know, I am from the government. I'm part of the United States government, and I am empowered to take that alien with me.
But you can't take him away. He's mine.
Well, but the government is bigger than you are, Elliot. And I have all the authority to take him, and I gotta tell you, I'm gonna take him.
I think he's afraid of you.
That may be true, but the government tells me what to do, and I just follow their orders.
The government tells me what to do, and I just follow their orders. The president says I have to take him, Elliot, so I'm going to take him. So imagine, Christopher, when the World Health Organization is empowered to, I guess, rule over all of us for the rest of eternity, and United Nations troops show up on your doorstep to take your liberty, to force inject you. It's not that big a leap to go from taking your alien to taking your liberty. And it's all fiat. They have no authority to do so, Chris.
Yeah, that's why we're seeing it worldwide, Sean, as you've been paying attention, is that it's a quickening pace right now. They're moving as quickly as they can to implement, to give this theater out there that this whole new reset is coming. But I've got a picture that I show on a lot of my shows of Henry Kissinger that he spoke about to the World Health Organization in 2009. And he was telling you right there, basically the long and short of it is that we will be able to manipulate the people. We will be able to inject them, basically profit off all of these injections. They're going to kill them, reduce the population, and make this world a better place. That's what he was basically stating, you know, back in 2009. And these truths are finally, they're not looked at conspiracy theories anymore, Sean, because the world is finally waking up. People have, you know, we've gone through a real difficult time here with this so-called pandemic, this lie that's been foisted on mankind. And now people are recognizing after the first jabs or the second jabs that they've gotten sick or that it hasn't done anything. And now they're talking like Bill Gates and Anderson Cooper were on last week saying that Bill Gates is hoping that, you know, people may have to get these booster jabs less than, you know, more than every 6 months. You know, it might be every 3 months or every 4 months. These people are murderers. They're absolutely psychopaths, as John Lennon said back in the day, that are running this world. But the gig is up for them because this truth is finally coming, and we will stop this, Sean. Make no doubt about it.
All right. As we wrap this up, let's just remind folks, you said that there's a trial or something set for June of 2023. What was that?
Yes, that's in the legal world. It's happening out in British Columbia. I believe it's the Civil Liberties outfit that is operates in the legal world in Canada up here. They launched a suit against Bonnie Henry, who's the health minister out in British Columbia, and I believe several of her agents, and they've had 7 hearings on it already. I just learned of this last week. I didn't know it. Someone put a YouTube video up. But supposedly there's been a court date that's been set for a trial, and it's of June of 2023. You know, and that's just a joke, because if we have to wait till June of 2023 to get these people into court, you know how many people are going to be dead from all these injections if we don't stop this horrific, evil genocide that's occurring right now? And that's why our action that's coming, it's outside of the bar. These all legal proceedings are inferior courts. This is what people need to understand. Your Supreme Court of the United States is like the Supreme Court of Burger King. This is a service corporation's top court. And the theater that's going on is not the highest court in the land. The highest court of the land is when Sean or Christopher, when we move a claim into a public courthouse against another man or woman that's trespassing against us, there is no man or woman that's going to come forward in this world and claim we're property. They got a contract with us, we're property, or have a contract with us with the service corporation they represent that we're property, which means what? They have no standing. They have no control over us. Going back to that lovely clip you showed of ET. So this is a very exciting moment, because for the first time, like I said, I repeat it again, Sean, mankind is finally going to step out onto the world stage in the correct capacity as a man or a woman. And we are going to move claims of court against other people, not service corporations. So we're getting them on both sides. What Dr. David Martin's doing, and then what we're doing from the superior courts and common law, it is going to root out all this evil, and you are going to see justice occur like never before.
So, Chris, who do you want to target first? Who are you targeting? So let me ask you this before we go. How do you bring somebody like Justin Trudeau to justice using your method?
The first thing we're having, as I said to everyone, we have to have this very simple conversation first. And it's those 3 questions. Once we're in the courthouse, I lay those 3 questions before whoever is the man or woman that's acting as a justice or a judge or justice of the peace, because who are these people? They are people acting through a service corporation. And you ask those 3 questions to them. They're not going to answer yes to any of those 3 questions. I'm not their property. I don't have a contract with any of them privately. And I don't have a contract with the service corporation they're representing. What does that mean? That means, Sean, that they have no jurisdiction. They have no control over I am man, because the man that stands before them or the woman, we are the creators. God created man and woman, and then we went and created government. And government went and created all these other fictional entities, acting roles to work through. Once we establish that correct jurisdiction at the public courthouse, then the claim comes forward that genocide is occurring in our country, in our world. I can rely on the data that Dr. David Martin has. But first and foremost, we just simply say we require it is produced immediately. That COVID-19 SARS-2 was purified. Where's this evidence? And that's going to go directly to Justin Trudeau. So how it works is that the warrants will go out for Justin Trudeau, every health minister in this country, every attorney general, everyone that's been involved in this shenanigans, this massive corrupt theater that we've been put under for the last 2 years, they will get brought into court, and everyone's going to get asked those 3 questions first and foremost, which establishes so everyone in this country knows and everyone in the world can see that nothing that these people do or say have any jurisdiction over us. They're operating service corporations, not governments, by and for the people. And then you hit them with the final question. Produce the evidence that COVID-19 SARS-2 is purified. Where is it, Justin? Where is it, Doug Ford? That's the Premier of Ontario. Where is it, Theresa Tam, the Health Minister of Canada? Where is it? Because we know it doesn't exist. And as soon as that gets brought out into the light, they're done. That's how this is going to happen. And when the warrants go out, this is why I've worked so hard to have police working and standing with me and military. And we've got this. Marcus Ray has done it. He's an incredible man when you look him up at marcusraytalks.com. This man has partnered with me, and we are going to bring our entire country to that courthouse on a specific date very soon. And when that happens, everyone's going to have the basic conversation. Everyone's going to see the claim that's made of the genocide, and everyone's going to see the evidence simply put forth that they don't have any evidence that it was purified or isolated anywhere in this world. And in that moment, when you realize that there was never any COVID-19 SARS-2, full stop. You don't have to get into the whole act of virology and that's corrupt. No, stay on point that it was never isolated, never purified, which means, Sean, it doesn't exist, which means every single thing, every action, every trespass that has occurred against all of us for the last 2 years has all been based on a lie. And these people knew that. And yeah, that's how powerful it is.
Yeah, sorry to interrupt. Yeah, they sure do. They sure do know it's a lie. And they are all guilty of premeditated global and domestic terror and racketeering. So we're going to round out the conversation right now. I know you have to go, Chris. So here's the website, guys, prosecutenow.com. Click on your state to get the letters to send to your representatives. And Christopher, you do such great work. Thanks for all you do. What is your website for folks?
Warriorcalls.com. You can find me there. And I do live streams every Monday and every Thursday night. Please register at my website. There's a blue tab at the bottom. We're making leaps and bounds right now. I've got some incredible people that are coming forward, special operations people that have like 30 years professional background, so that the world sees that we are standing in truth and we are standing with law enforcement, because they're finally recognizing the difference between legal and lawful. It's an exciting time, Sean, and we are going to get this done. And God bless you for all you do as well.
God bless you too, my friend. All right, Christopher James and Marcus Ray, we're going to get that on the schedule here in the next week or two, guys. So stay tuned. Chris, thanks for your time and keep on hacking at the root.
God bless and Godspeed, everyone. Truth is coming.
All right. God bless you all. Thanks for tuning in, friends. A special thanks to our subscribe stars and our members at sgtreport.tv. Thank you all. And for real news every single day for free, visit us directly at sgtreport.com, the antidote to corporate propaganda. God bless you and your family. Bye-bye.
We can use their treaty for toilet paper. Now, in some countries, the government may be able to tell the people what to do. This is not one of them. The only people who are commanded by Biden are those who choose to be commanded by Biden.